Can we call the meeting to order, please? Yeah, go ahead and stream, man. Are we on? Of course we are. Good afternoon. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of, God, what day are we on? Today is Sunday already, November 10th, and we are convening an open session at 1:31 p.m. Central, 2:31 East, and 11:31 Pacific. Summer Reeves, Chair, Heather Gray, Vice Chair, and Richard Uzel, Secretary. Mr. Secretary, can you call the roll, please? Thank you.
Okay. Edward Steger?
Here.
Rosenberg?
Here.
Siegel?
Here.
Wilkinson?
Here.
Diaz?
Present.
King?
Yes, I'm here.
Norman?
Present.
Stitt? She's out. She's excused. Okay. Brazon?
Here.
Crumshow?
Present.
Medina?
Present.
Reese?
Present.
Allen?
Present.
Polinar?
Here.
Hinchel?
Over here.
Uzel here. Burden?
Here.
Coleman?
Here.
Oh. Okay. Coleman. Roberts?
Present.
Saba?
Present.
Gray?
Gray?
Here. Lane Ewart? She's gone. Madam Chair, you have quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Good afternoon, everyone. Obviously, this meeting has involved a great deal more closed session than some meetings and will continue to do so probably until its conclusion this weekend. So most of our open session matters have not yet been addressed. And so we need to decide how we're triaging the schedule for today with what's left in the meeting time. It has been suggested that there are at least three areas of concern that still need to be addressed in closed session, continuing personnel discussions, the investigative committee discussion, and consideration of offers or proposals, which needs to occur in closed session. So that means that we need to schedule enough time to do that in the remaining time that we have, which is limited at this point. We've also have not necessarily honored the public with a sufficient amount of open session to discuss our other matters, and we are quickly running out of time. So it has been suggested that we stay in open session for this afternoon until 5 p.m., that this evening would be closed session, and I presume tomorrow morning would probably also be closed session in terms of attendance of the public and the ability to address all of those concerns. So without yet getting into the details of those portions, is that an acceptable way to move forward to the body, that we stay in open session until 5 p.m. today and that closed session will occupy this evening and tomorrow morning? Yes, Lizette King.
I think it's a good idea. My only regret is that we've been a confused lot and we couldn't tell the community exactly when we were going to be closed. And so as a result, we have few people sitting in the audience. That's a big regret. But I think it's appropriate that we not shut ourselves in again. I'd like us, and I'm sure some people might be listening, I'd like us to be very precise about when we're going to have public comment.
That's remained firm with what it was listed at in the agenda so as not to further confuse the public, which is 4 to 5 p.m., and we told people at the station this morning to maintain that expectation. Nancy?
Well, my only concern is this. Unlike you guys, God bless you, I get tired. And toward the end of the day, I'm tired. So I would do better not waiting to the end of the day to get the tough stuff done. That's personal preference.
I understand it's a challenge working so late and starting so early. Thank you. Benito, can someone please pass him a microphone? Thank you.
Yeah, I'd just like to make an amendment.
We haven't even yet coalesced into a motion. I'm first trying to see if we can achieve consensus. Thank you. Go ahead, Benito. Tell it.
Following what Lucette just said, obviously there's some members of the community here right now I got a feeling, well, I think that there's some in the dining room, and there was a lot of confusion as to whether community comment was either, or public comment, whatever it is, was at 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock. So maybe, I was just going to suggest that maybe we could do public comment with the folks that are here now for a short time, maybe, I don't know, 15 minutes or something, and then do it again at 4 o'clock as it was scheduled, because basically just because of this confusion.
Thank you, Benito. Go ahead, Brian.
I'm leaning towards us doing exec now and open session later in the evening, because I think we have some things in exec that would be really, really bad to leave up in the air for any amount of time, and we don't have that on our public session agenda. So I want to make sure we seem to be working together pretty well as a body on our exec session issues, not quickly, but well.
Sometimes that's the way it is, right?
And I think there are things that are, A, need to be dealt with right away, and B, would be much more difficult to deal with on the phone. So I would say let's stay on track with those high-priority issues.
So your suggestion, Brian, is that we would go into close now until 4 p.m. with a time certain for public comment, break for dinner, and then come back into open session for the evening?
Exactly, and it would give us the headroom to extend the exec session further if we need.
Of course, because you could work through dinner until 7 o'clock, like good hard board work.
I'm just saying wouldn't have that option if we don't go into executive session until after dinner.
I can
point of information.
Yes, Lizette. And I've got both Tracy and Lydia. I see your hands. You'll be called on. Go ahead, Lizette.
The last suggestion, does that mean that the community, the public comment stays at 4?
Yes, yes. We would still honor that publicly noticed time so as to avoid any further confusion. Tracy Rosenberg, please.
I actually would be extraordinarily embarrassed if this board spent, I think it would be 30 of our first 32 hours of meetings in closed session. I think that's an extraordinarily bad precedent. I've already heard from many, many people personally by email and by phone about why on earth we aren't meeting in open session and what we're trying to hide from the public, and these questions are getting increasingly difficult to answer. In addition, it is easier for the public to interact with us on the weekend than it is on Monday. Monday is a far more appropriate time to do closed session in the evening, and we have some pretty important open session business as well. We've got 5 budgets we haven't touched, and our fiscal year ended, 7 weeks ago? I don't think we should demonstrate that kind of irresponsibility in public, and to ask for 4 hours of open session in 35 hours of meetings doesn't exactly qualify as neglecting closed session. So I think we should stick to our posted agenda as best we can. And, we made time this morning, despite our pressing business, to go hang out at KPFT for 4 or 5 hours, so we can make time to attend to the business of the public in public.
Thank you. Lydia, you're next, please.
This is what happens when you don't get an agenda in advance, because the way that this was, in my opinion, sold to the board was because of the issues that we're dealing with in executive session. So that's one. I don't see the budgets listed on the agenda. But I will support Brian's motion with the exception of convening at 6, taking the break at 5, the lunch, the dinner break from 5 to 6, and then convening at 6 instead of 7.
Okay, I don't think anything's coalesced into an actual motion yet, but I can certainly allow that to occur at any moment. Let me finish hearing from people.
That's
and then
an
maybe
amendment.
Is that a motion, Brian?
Well, why don't we make an motion from Lydia? I'll second it.
Lydia, is that your motion? All right, for expediency. A motion by Brazone, seconded by Edwards Teeker, which is that we will
exec now, public session
now,
as noticed, reconvening at 6.
Hold on. Exec now until 4 p.m., yeah. Time certain, public comment, 4 to 5, dinner break, 5, and open session at 6, correct? That's the motion?
Yeah.
Thank you. Let me continue with the stack. I've got you, Benito. Hold on, please. Margie, did you raise your hand, or were you?
I did, but I'm fine now.
But you've rethought it. Okay. Brenda, thank you. Oh, okay.
So I agree with Lydia. That was one of the reasons I voted against having an in-person meeting. And one of the reasons, again, why this board decided to have an in-person meeting was all the issues, the executive session personnel issues that we would have to work out in closed session. And we need to get it done. Yesterday was a pretty successful closed session, but meeting late in the evening kind of fries people's brains.
Thank you. Benito?
To change the schedule.
Benito, go ahead, please.
Folks,
can we try to give each other attention? Thank you.
I like the motion, and I agree with the evening fries the brains. And if there was any question about that last night, should have been a very good example of how true that is. And so I would just like to offer, so I support the motion, but I would like to make a friendly amendment. Again, if we could spend 15 minutes, it might be less than that, to listen to the folks that are here now. And again, I think that there's a few other folks in the dining room.
Is that, are you making an amendment?
Yeah, a friendly amendment that we do community comment for let's say 15 minutes.
Is there a second to that?
Amendment too.
Okay, thank you. Henschel seconds. Okay, no, don't call. We haven't voted. We haven't made a decision. Wait, please. That we have 15 minutes of public comment right now.
Yeah.
Point of information.
Yes, Carolyn Burden.
Is there any understanding that the members of the public present now want public comment as opposed to just being at a public meeting?
Well, we can ask them.
Well, no, I thought you did because you made that motion. No,
I was assuming.
Sure.
Maybe
assuming.
I shouldn't
okay,
assume.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point.
Just for the record, then, I'm kind of on GPs because we have members of the public here. I would rather have public session right now, but
okay.
Maybe I'm in the minority.
Janet Coleman?
I'm supporting that because the public is here and planning to be here.
Lizette King?
Am I hearing that we're going to have a public session now instead of?
No, there's more than one conversation going on here. One is public session. The other is public comment.
Right.
So as things currently stand, we have a motion on the floor, which is that we go into closed session now and public comment at 4 p.m., dinner, and then back into open session at 6 p.m. The amendment is all of that, but with 15 minutes of public comment right now. So we'll vote on the amendment first, and then we'll vote on the main motion. Folks, is there any more discussion, or may we go to a vote on this and move on? We're good? Mr. Secretary? Gentle colleagues?
We've just been raising hands.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. I mean, we might do something collegially and non-controversially once in a while, right?
Oh, I know that.
Yes. Yes, I think so. Okay, very good. So first is the amendment, which is to have 15 minutes of public comment right now. All those in favor, please raise your hands.
You can support the amendment and vote down the motion?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay.
Wait, you can support the motion and vote down the motion.
Keep your hand up.
I support the amendment. Supporting the motion is okay.
Yes, because you can vote down the motion as amended when it comes to the floor.
Okay, you voting?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. You have seven. There are seven yeses and the noes. Four no. Those who are abstaining? Five no. Sorry. And those who abstain? One, two, three, four. And some people aren't going to weigh in on this one. Okay. So the yeses have it. Now to the main motion as amended, which would put us into closed session following this 15 minutes of public comment, dinner, and back into open session for the evening. If you are in favor of going to closed session now and doing open session this evening, please raise your hands. All those in favor. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Those opposed, please. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. I always love being chair in these situations.
I'll vote yes.
Fails. You vote yes for which part? For yes to the motion? Then it's nine yes and eight no. The motion carries. All those abstaining?
The chair may
I'm not sure.
Vote to
it's
break.
Not a tie.
No, John put his hand up
Okay, let's just start over. Folks, we're just going to do recount to avoid dissension. The motion on the floor is to go into closed session for the afternoon and open session for the evening. That's the short version. If you are in favor, raise your hands now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If you are opposed, raise your hands now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
The chair may vote to make.
The chair may, but I think under the circumstances, the chair will not.
The chair is wise.
Thank you. The chair knows when to abstain and recuse herself also. All right, so the motion has passed as amended. We will have 15 minutes of public comment. Would a member of the board be kind enough to volunteer to go out to the lobby in case there are members of the public who might like to be heard but do not know? Thank you, because no one would know we are doing this right now because we never said we were. Thank you. Thank you, Margie. Please try to keep it a little... Let's try not to do what happened last night, please. Thank you.
Well, I raised the time thing. She looked right at me.
I know. I had to...
It's your job to tell...
I know. Well, that's why I had to jump in there and politely ask to wrap that up. I suppose that's a case of you can raise it, but you can't make them see, right?
So... Why don't we invite people up to the mic who are here?
Yes, indeed. We do not have a list, but we are taking 15 minutes of public comment. If you're a member of the public and would like to speak, 2 minutes each. Would anyone care to address the board, who is a member of the public right now, who's sitting in the audience? Go ahead, Bill. You're first on stack because you raised your hand. Thank you.
Well, thank you all for, you know, being here and enduring all the work that you have to go through to be on the PNB. Really appreciate that. I hope I can speak later, too. But I want to think a little bit about long-term stuff. I know you're going through a lot of decisions you have to make right now. But one of the really important things, I think, might be the most critical thing in long-term are our finances. And I'll avoid talking about some of the immediate issues right now. But, you know, we've been going through some really terrible times the last, you know, few years, and all the radio, community radio stations, public radio stations have had trouble with, you know, revenue and this sort of thing. And with all of our internal fighting and stuff like that, it's really hurt us so much more also. And it, you know, boards of, so we say, normal organizations spend a really large portion of their time on fundraising and development and getting donations and getting support. For radio stations, like, we should be getting more members, and instead we spend so much time fighting with each other. And it's not enough for us to just have a balanced budget. You know, we've been suffering so many years for having big deficits. They were slowed but not stopped. But the accumulated debt, it's just terrible weight around our necks. And I think we all need to be thinking about long-term plans. I don't expect instant results of how to get out of that. Maybe we can get some of the debt forgiven. I don't know. But when you're thinking about budgets, when you're thinking about spending at your own stations, even during the year, we've got to be looking at both ways of increasing revenue and cutting expenses, and more than just, you know, coming out zero at the end of the year in terms of expenses and revenue. We really have to be thinking about getting this weight off our backs, so that we can move forward. And I really would like everybody, nobody likes to cut expenses, whether it's personnel or equipment or whatever, or putting off capital expenditures. We've got to find ways of getting our revenue up. That means increasing listenership, probably, increasing membership among people who are already listening, finding more programming that people like. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Are there any other members of the public who would go ahead, please?
Hi, Bob Lederer, WBAI-LSB. I want to talk more about this issue of the potential for leasing WBAI to an outside entity. First, in terms of process, I really want to emphasize that the board should hold the IED to the motion that they passed, that she needs to meet with our LSB, whether by phone or in person, doesn't matter, and that's been made easier through happenstance, because the normal date we would have met this coming Wednesday became impossible because we couldn't find a venue. So now I think people are flexible as to what date that happens. So
okay.
As soon as that can happen, the LSB needs a full briefing on what exactly is going on about the future of our station. But getting into the substance, it's really crucial that some of the strategies for fundraising that have been proposed by board members, by staff members, by listeners, and have not been tried, be employed before such a drastic step is taken. And a couple of examples are that I understand it's been at least 3 years, if not longer, since an entire a mailing to the entire database, not just the current members, but everyone in the WBI database has been made appealing for funds. And certainly at a time like this, with this critical decision at the crossroads, I think people might respond well to such an appeal. Another idea that I think could be very productive is purchasing the lists of some progressive nonprofits in New York to see and then make an appeal to their memberships. And then a third one would be placing ads in strategic, a diverse collection of strategic magazines and websites and so on. Again, appealing for funds, perhaps offering premiums, what have you. And then finally, I really want to reemphasize the issue of transparency. These decisions are far too central to the future of the station and, in fact, to the network to be made behind closed doors under some pretext about, well, it's a contractual arrangement, we can't do it openly. These are substantive policy decisions. They must be made in public.
Thank you, Bob. And I will meet with the LSB when I come to New York, okay, if I can get everybody to help with the logistics of organizing that, okay? Thank you. Anyone else in the public wish to address the board? Thank you.
Hello again, and good afternoon. I wanted to speak on behalf of the youth who live in our communities. So while everybody's here from all the five stations, I would be happy to be a support from Los Angeles, but I think it would be great that if the stations were to also put a focus on youth programming. They are our future, and I don't think that enough of them know about free speech radio. I see the kids walk into my class with their electronic devices, so they need to hear each other. What the music that they're producing, a lot of them are young DJs, the equipment's all available, the technology's all available. So I know that a lot of the funding and support in Los Angeles, I know Gary Null has been able to pull in a lot of funding. That crowd is an older crowd, but that's time that's being occupied and time is going by. And the youth are listening to, they're not listening to Gary Null. They need to hear each other's music. That generation gap is becoming so strong. And so if we can work across the network where we have a youth program or a youth coalition, then the youth can start to know, oh, we've got youth in New York that work on the same thing. If they need to go with the school trip, you can get an internship program going. But we need to keep the youth knowing that they have a voice. And I think that a program like that, some type of I know we have an affiliates committee, but I want to know what's going on with the youth at each station, because they're going to be, I teach in high school, so they're going to be 18, and that's when they have all the legal rights with voting, and they need to know all of this information. Because if they keep tuning out, and they just, you know, they have all these different apps for all this different music. And so I just wanted to, you can talk to me about LA if anybody's interested in definitely bridging that gap. But I think that as a high school teacher, making sure that the students who are between 14 and 18, okay? So please talk to me. I can give you my contact information.
Thanks, Ted.
I was just going to ask for the speaker if she wanted to identify herself.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't mind, right? I said your name.
Oh.
No,
do you want to be identified for the stream? Sure. Or go ahead and do that. Sorry. Thanks.
Dage Graywald, KPFK chair.
Thank you. Okay.
Hi, me again, Adriana.
Hello. Welcome back.
I'm in pain for all of you at this point in time, I know. But I'm confused. I was at the station, a lot of people were asking if the open session started at 1. We were told no, will be executive session. And the open, the public comment will be between 4 and 5, and now suddenly.
No, it still will be. There will still be public comment between 4 and 5.
Should I tell them that?
Yes,
because
definitely.
People were asking
No, we are totally going to respect that, even if there's still things going on, even if it changes for the evening.
Okay.
The public comment is certain between 4 and 5.
But do you think that will be an option for us to see live how you interact in an open session? I mean, you know, because sometimes we think that we are the only one that are dysfunctional.
Don't worry, you have company.
I hear that you too, but it's nice to see you interacting. You know?
Thank you. We're like a family. We have both. Okay, thank you. Are there any other members of the public who have not spoken who would wish to address the board at this time? And hearing none? Thank you for those that have, and we will have public comment again between 4 and 5 p.m. Thank you. Yes. I know, Tej, there was a vote that just went down before you came in. Thank you.
But again at 4 o'clock.
Remember the youth. Do it for them.
But remember that we...
disrespecting the public.
Maybe, well, they're leaving, but...
She's from back home where I come from.
Maybe you can just remind them that 4 o'clock.
4 p.m. Put my mic back up. 4 p.m. for public comment. Please spread the word. Thank you.